One Easter, a father was teaching his son to drive when, out of nowhere, a rabbit jumped onto the road. Slamming on the brakes, the son said, "I nearly ruined Easter. I almost ran over the Easter bunny." His father replied, "Oh, it's okay, son. You missed it by a hair." Speaking of hairs and missing something just by a hair, how many people do you think are worried about missing heaven by a hair? Take a look at this security gate at heaven. Unlike America's recent experience with the wide open borders, it seems that heaven indeed has a strict border controls.
Next. Aisle, please. Some lying, some stealing, and some acts of kindness here and there.
I tried to live a good life.
Well, let's see how. This way. Next. Aisle, please.
Okay, I admit it. I did a lot of bad things.
Yes, I see.
But I've done good things, too, you know, to offset the bad things. Like, one time, I cheated on a test, but then I cleaned up trash in the park. That should balance out, right?
Let's find out. This way.
That should have balanced out, right? It should have balanced out.
Next. Aisle, please. Impressive.
Oh, yeah. I devoted my entire life to make this world a better place. I dug wells in Africa. I donated blood every month. And I ran an orphanage in India. I mean, I just wish I could have done more.
And is this your subscription?
I only read the article. I only read the articles!
Next.
My mom goes to church.
Was baptized as a baby?
Take American Express, right?
Next. File, please. Whoa. Somebody's been busy. Well, let's get this over with. Sorry, I didn't know he was with you. Okay, step on the scale. Not you. Him. It's called grace. Next.
I hope you didn't see anyone there that you could identify with. But so very sadly, the mindset of far too many Americans who otherwise claim they are Christians is exactly the same as those rejected at heaven's gate. Turns out they are illegal immigrants, but because of heaven's tight security, they never actually get in. But it's not just them. It turns out that no one, absolutely no one, can get into heaven by themselves. No one is good enough. As we've seen before, if we sin even just one tiny little time, we're doomed. Even if we live perfectly all the rest of our lives, none of that 99.9999% of our lives can balance out that one tiny stinking little sin. One slip up in life, and we've missed heaven, not even by a hair, but by thousands and thousands of miles. We were never even close. Our self-determined destination is hell in a handbasket for all of us. Worst of all, some of our fellow citizens, many of whom think they're Democrats, are bound and determined to get to hell as quickly as possible, mistakenly thinking that they'll finally be free to live exactly as they want there, with no one, no busybodies, no holier-than-thou people there to offend them and be judgmental toward them. Tragically, they have lied so much that they no longer can even recognize truth. Sometimes I think that instead of opposing them, we should just let them have their way, all the way, which will lead inevitably to hanging themselves by their own ropes, all the while thinking they're doing what's best for them and best for the planet. Assisted suicide, anyone? Murder? How deranged can people get and still be convinced that they're doing good? Those of us who are evangelical Christians, that is, who believe and know that the Holy Bible, every last word, dot, and tittle, is absolutely and totally true, will necessarily choose what is life and good and beautiful. We will choose to give our lives over to Him who died on the cross and overcame death on the third day. We will gladly die to ourselves in order that we may live in Christ Jesus. For we know clearly in our right and sound minds that the way to everlasting, blissful, perfect life in heaven can be obtained only through the unique and single, exclusive way, the person who announced to all the world and universe that He is the way, the truth, and the life. There is no other way to heaven except through Him. When our Lord Jesus shared the Last Supper with His disciples, His spirit was already weighed down with impending dread, for He knew what was shortly to come upon Him, the sin of all mankind, of all time and place. After the supper, He led them all to the Garden of Gethsemane, which was His favorite place to get away and pray. That garden remains there on the Mount of Olives to this day. Some of the olive trees we walked by there were alive in the garden when Lord Jesus went to pray there that very night. We actually walked where Lord Jesus walked. But it was here that the work, the redemption of humankind, was accomplished. The anguish our Lord went through as He prayed, as the full, crushing weight of the obscene hideousness of all our sin fell upon Him. He prayed, and with His body stressed beyond what any other human has ever experienced, He sweat blood and wept tears. He was transformed, as it were, from sinless Son of God to sin-gorged Son of Man, and the separation from God and heaven was complete. All that was left was to go to the cross and die. In a way, dying was the easy part. The hard part was all achieved in the garden. So crushing it was upon Him that an angel was sent to give strength to His body so that He could carry on to complete the assignment to die on the cross. For He was a seed, the seed of the new man, the new Adam. When a seed is planted, it dies, but from within its death arises a stalk of wheat or other grain or flour. And out of that one seed arises thousands and thousands of offspring that look nothing like this original seed's form. Christ died so that millions and billions of new human fruit would arise. And we're among them. Our own lives as little Christ's Christians are to follow his example. For as we give our lives to him, our old selves die. And we are born again, born anew, born from above, born from heaven, born of Holy Spirit, and live new lives in him. While we still physically live on this earth, we are to be fruitful. We are to live our lives so that we contribute to the great harvest, that more and more people will be saved and not perish and not go the broad way to hell. For after his death on the cross, 3 days later, Christ Jesus arose to new life, defeating death once and for all. And so shall we also live forever after we die. The greatest exchange, the greatest bargain of all time. Lord Jesus has overcome forever. Today of all days is the single most important and joyous day to open our mouths and sing to him. Join with me and sing this anthem by Carrie Job, celebrating the Lord's resurrection.
Thank you.
There is no doubt Jesus Christ rose from the dead. No other fact in all of history is as well attested. The evidence is irrefutable. It is absolutely bankable. Only he is worthy of all praise, thanksgiving, and glory. So raise your voices once again in hallelujahs, and sing again as we do every year in worship of him, Easter song.